We come to the point in our service where we remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ around his table. And this is a time where Christians remember Christ for what he did for them in their place at the cross. And in a couple of minutes, we're going to be taking a small wafer and a bit of juice. And we need to remember once again that these are just symbols of the body of Christ and the blood of Christ that Christ himself offered at the cross for all of those who would put their trust in him. We're going to be using a passage today that shows us two characteristics of Christ that help us understand him well. So if you have your Bibles, would you turn to Colossians chapter 1? We're going to be looking at verses 19 and 20 together. And if you don't have a Bible, just raise your hand. There will be some men coming down the aisles, and they can get a copy of God's word to you. And if you don't actually own a Bible, we would love for you to keep this for yourself so that you can begin reading God's word, the truth of God's word, for yourselves. The book of Colossians was written primarily by Paul to address an issue that was taking place in the church in Colossae. What was happening there was heresy was spreading through the church, and that heresy had to do with the identity of Christ. Did Christ actually take on human flesh? And if he did, who was he? What was true about him? So after the introduction of the letter and Paul's commendation of the church in Colossae, beginning in verse 15, Paul lays out seven characteristics of Christ, and the first five of them are in verses 15 through 18. We're going to be looking at the last two of them in verses 19 and 20, and these help us understand and remember Christ well. So as I read, follow along and notice the two characteristics of Christ in verse 19 and 20. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross, through him, whether things on earth or things in heaven. We see in verse 19 the first characteristic of Christ that's in view in this passage, and that is that he is the human dwelling place of the fullness of God. Christ is the human dwelling place of the fullness of God. In the person of Jesus Christ, you have the man, and in person of Jesus Christ, you have the God. Fully man, fully God. When you look at Jesus Christ, you see all the things you see in man, except for man's sin. You see his height, you see his weight, you see his hair color and his skin tone, the tone of his voice. You see his intellect and his reason and his emotions and his affections. You see all of those things. Those are all things that are present in man. Jesus Christ had every single attribute other than sin of any other man. But when you think of the Father, and you think of all of the Father's attributes, whether it's his holiness or his glory or his righteousness or his mercy or his majesty or his splendor or any other thing, all of those same attributes are expressed in full measure in Christ as well. So you have this unique person who is fully man, and that same unique person is fully God as well. He is indeed God and man at the same time. And that's very important for us to remember as we look at the last attribute of Christ, which we see in verse 20. And that is that Christ is the one who reconciles. He is the reconciler. Let's read again verse 20. And through him to reconcile all things to himself. The Father was pleased to use Christ to reconcile sinful man to himself. Now, to reconcile means to restore fellowship, to restore a relationship. And that is exactly what Christ did. And how he did that, you see in the middle of the verse. He did that by having made peace through the blood of Christ's cross, through the blood of Christ himself. And that's where it must be understood that Christ is both man and God. Because in God's system of justice, one representing the people must be present, and that was Christ himself. Christ, being fully man, could represent man. All of man's sin imputed into Christ, Christ represented sinful man at the cross. But it was essential that Christ be fully God as well, because only one who was God could absorb the wrath of God. And that's exactly what Christ did for 3 hours on the cross. As one who represented sinful man, he also absorbed the wrath of God on behalf of that sinful man, all of those who would turn to him. And then because he was the Son of God, he was fully God, those who have their faith put in Christ have the righteousness of Christ credited to them, so that when God looks at them, that person has the righteousness of God. God sees the righteousness of his own son, and with that he's well pleased. So if you're here today and you're a follower of Christ, Christ is your Lord and your Savior. There is much to be joyful about. Think about the person of Christ and who he was. Think about the fact that he took on your sin, all of your sin, in full measure when he went to the cross. Or at the end of the year, think back throughout this year. Think about every single offense you've laid up against God in heaven. We can't even remember half of them. And yet Christ bore every single one of those in his body on your behalf on the cross. And because he was the Son of God, he satisfied that wrath. And with that, you now have peace with God. When you've pondered those things, the elements come to you, take them and remember those things. And when your heart is prepared, take the elements on your own. If you're here today and you don't know Christ, please know this. We are so thankful that you are here. It is our privilege to host you here with us. It's also an opportunity for you to see what the body of Christ really looks like, what fellowship with God looks like, what restored fellowship looks like. But you need to know something. If you're not a follower of Christ, you don't have that reconciler working for you right this day. But today could be a day of salvation for you if you would bow your knee and your will and your life to the Lordship of Christ and recognize that as a Son of God, he did the work that you could never do and die in your place and suffer in your place at the cross. After the service, to my right, there will be somebody who is here and they'll be willing to talk with you about Christ and how to have a relationship with Christ. So men, come and serve us. And when you've received the elements and prepared your heart, take them on your own.